in the Velika Mobile Jaguars Jam. The Jags will be here at Everbank Field in a few weeks. A couple of business trips to go ahead of time. The Jets and the Steelers the next 2 weeks, and then back home against the L.A. Rams. Welcome in. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars are back from London with a big win over the Baltimore Ravens, 44-7. They've got the road game this week against the New York Jets. Our guest today on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam, left tackle Cam Robinson, the first Jaguars rookie to start the season at left tackle since Eugene Monroe in 2009. Cam, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming in, man. Here we go. Big win at Wembley last week, 44-7. You guys believed this the whole time, though. This didn't really surprise you guys, did it?
No, not at all, man. We know the work that we put in throughout the week, week in and week out. So to come out there on Sunday and see it come to fruition is always a good feeling.
From start to finish, came to fruition indeed. I think that's the least way to say it. Let's get to the Leica Mobile call-in line and get to the conference call today. We've got a lot of folks waiting to talk to you here in the U.K. We start off with Richard Graves of Sky Sports. Good evening in the U.K., Richard.
Good evening, JP. Hey, Cam, great to speak to you. Good to see you guys as well over here over the past weekend. And that win was as emphatic as they come. I think it's fairly safe to say for people outside of the Jaguars camp, it was certainly a surprise. And Cam, let's be honest, before the start of this season, certainly outside of the organization, people had question marks over this unit on the offensive line. So to put in that performance on Sunday against a defense as highly touted as the Baltimore Ravens were going into that Wembley encounter, how satisfying was that for you and the guys?
I mean, it was extremely satisfying. Like I mentioned earlier, throughout the week, you said it was kind of surprising or whatever you referred to it as, but for us, it's just kind of what we expected. We expect to come out and play well because we know we've put the work in, every practice leading up to that Sunday.
There were a lot of, like he said, though, there were some questions in the preseason about the group. Who was going to play at the left guard position? Brandon Albert's situation in and out of here. You were moving into left tackle for the first time as a rookie here. But you guys came out week one, and it was like none of that fazed you against Houston, if we go back that far. And did you hear the noise, though, outside during training camp?
There's going to always be noise, yeah. But, the people who are talking, what do they
what do they know?
What do they know, exactly? So, like I said, we just kind of try to lock into what we got going on inside this building and just let the noise be exactly that, just noise, and come in, week in and week out with the same mindset.
And now the noise is kind of gone a little bit when the team is 2-1. Let's get to Roger Goodgroves of Double Coverage. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening. Thinking about your baptism of fire facing the likes of J.J. Watt and Clowney and now Terrell Suggs. You must be feeling good about yourself. So was this how you saw your rookie year in your mind?
I didn't really want to put too many expectations on it. I kind of just wanted to come out and just, do what I do, play football, come out there and learn what we're trying to get done as fast as possible, just kind of soak everything up and just be accountable and just, ultimately let all that lead to me playing well. So not really surprised, not really too high or too low. So,
are you starting as a left tackle in the NFL in your rookie season, are you past the whole draft day stuff where you kind of move down to the second round, or do you think about that still, or does it matter anymore?
It always kind of, me being a competitor and me, knowing just who I am, I always want to be the best at what I'm doing. So, it always kind of just lingers in the back of your mind, but it's not something that I put too much focus on to, just kind of let it, fuel me a little bit.
Let's go to social media, Cam. Let's go to Twitter. Stefolos Prime from the UK asking, from being raised in Louisiana to becoming a pro football player and playing in London, how has the journey been? I have a feeling I know what this answer is going to be like. Pretty good journey from where you came from, beginning your football career, to now being a starting left tackle in the NFL, right?
Yeah, man, it's been, from like the question, say, being raised in Louisiana, coming up Louisiana, going to college and Alabama and, now playing in Florida. I've always kind of, my whole life, I've kind of been in the southeastern region of the United States. So to branch out and go play that game in London, it was exciting just to kind of, get a feel for something new and kind of experience something new.
Had you not been out of the country before?
No, it was my first time.
First one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I mean, the weather was good. That was the first, I think probably the first thing I noticed as soon as I got off the plane. So, it was fun. It was, fun to kind of, get over the experience and, kind of a new way of living, a new culture. So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
I will say that it was early in the season, and in years past, it's been week 10, week 11, and the weather gets a little different over there. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Richard Graves, what's up?
Hey, JP, as long as you guys keep bringing that sort of weather over with you, you can come as many times, as often as you like.
Thank you.
We loved it as well.
Thanks a lot.
I've got to tell you that in the days since you guys went back to Jacksonville, there's been a lot of talk about another rookie in this Jags starting lineup, running back Leonard Fournette, and the physicality with which he ran the ball at Wembley Stadium on Sunday. From a lineman's perspective, Cam, how much confidence do you get and how much do you enjoy it when you know you've got a guy in the backfield that every time he carries the ball, if he makes contact, he's likely to make positive yardage?
I mean, you know, it's always comforting. Like I said, maybe I've been seeing him do that since I was like in 10th grade. So, you know, I know what he brings to the table. I know what type of back he is. And, you know, what he brings is pretty self-explanatory. All you got to do is cut the film on. So, I mean, he's a great player, but we just try to open up holes for him and just let him showcase what he can do.
That's the thing we asked AJ Cann, I think last week on this program. You know, he's the type of running back that runs where the play is designed, no matter if the hole is there yet, right? And that helps an offensive line when you guys are trying to do things up front to just not worry about where the running back's going to go. He's going to go where it's designed.
Right. Sometimes, even if it's not a hole, he'll make his own hole. So he does a good job with it. And, I mean, he's a hard-nosed downhill guy that also has some shiftiness and can make you miss with some speed as well. So, I mean, he's extremely dangerous.
It seems like the hallmark of this offense a little bit. You guys want to be nasty up front. I know you have a little bit of that in you, especially in the run game. He's a nasty little running back, big running back. He's not a little guy at all. Excuse me, Leonard, he'll hear this. But you guys want to impose your will, run over, and dominate the line of scrimmage. That's what you guys want to do.
I mean, yeah, I think that's kind of the mentality and the mindset of this team. We kind of just want to be, you know, definitely want to be physical. The more physical team, we don't want to come out kind of feeling out our opponent. We kind of always want to throw the first punch and, you know, just kind of keep going from there.
Back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Yeah, hi. You were listed as questionable for last Sunday's game, but ended up starting. How is your shoulder now leading up to Sunday's fixture against the Jets?
It's fine.
That's it. Easy. Simple enough answer for the Jaguars left tackle here. Another social media question from Instagram, Mr. Walker. What was your highlight from Sunday's game, and do you think the Jags are on the rise? I think I know the answer to the second part, at least. What about the first part?
I think the highlight, all in all, was, you know, just going out there and, you know, getting a dominant win. You know, I definitely think, you know, we're on the rise. You know, I think we're working towards something special, but definitely the high point was walking away with a W.
Yeah, I will say, though, that, I mean, you did jump about 3 feet off the ground during one of the Mercedes touchdowns. We have a photo of that. I saw it online earlier that when Mercedes scores, you're going down to celebrate. And I mean, that when you guys are scoring touchdowns almost at will, that's not a bad day at the ballpark, right?
No, I mean, one thing I always try to go out there and do is have fun, man. You know, you always got to, you know, go out there and, you know, remember what you're trying to get done. But, you know, at the end of the game, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody started playing this game because it was fun. So I kind of never try to lose sight of that while I'm on the field. And I always have a good time while I'm out there.
Cam, let's get two more questions in before we call it a day. How about that? Let's go back to Richard Graves of Sky Sports. What's up?
Yeah, looking ahead to that game against the New York Jets this week, Cam. I know in the immediate aftermath on Sunday, Coach Marone was keen to preach that it doesn't matter unless you can establish some consistency in performance. Obviously, we saw a great performance week one, a disappointing drop-off in the second half of the game against the Titans, and now you've bounced back in London. I wonder how much has that been spoken about and how keenly aware is everybody in the locker room of producing and emulating that performance against the Jets?
I mean, we know consistency is, you know, a real big deal, and that's something that we know we're preaching. So we're definitely just trying to, you know, go out and build off this game, I mean, build off the last game, and try to put, you know, two wins in a row together so we can, you know, ultimately build off that and just try to do something special.
I think you guys did a good job of that going into the London game, getting that Titans game out of your mind. And that game is past you now. You just got to look forward. And that's even after a win like this too, right?
Right, definitely. You kind of, you know, even after a win or a loss, you kind of want to get too high or too low on it. You don't want to dwell on it too long. Just kind of move on to the next week and, get back to your preparation so you can go out and be successful.
Cam, appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it.
Cam Robinson, left tackle, joining us on the Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam.